Listening Library presents Star Wars, A New Hope. The Princess, the Scoundrel, and the Farm Boy. An original retelling of Star Wars, A New Hope. By Alexandra Bracken. Read for you by Mark Thompson and Rebecca Solaire. Introduction.
This story begins, as so many do, a long, long time ago, in a place far beyond the glittering stars you see in your night sky. In the time of the Old Republic, hundreds of star systems lived together in peace and prosperity, protected by an ancient order of warriors, the Jedi. But a tide of darkness swept through the galaxy, as unstoppable as it was terrifying, wiping out even the most powerful fighters. Now, an evil empire rules the stars, slowly extinguishing the last traces of light and hope in its crushing grip. Despite the odds, a spark of rebellion lives on. Having won their first victory against the Empire, the rebels turn their attention to reports of a weapon powerful enough to destroy planets and obliterate any last hope for freedom. But as you well know, heroes emerge from the most unlikely places at the most unexpected times. This is a story of destiny. Of being in the wrong place at the right time. Of courage. And yes, of a force more powerful than imagination. But it is also the story of a princess, a scoundrel, and a farm boy. No, there's so much more to them than that. Perhaps they will surprise you. Perhaps they will surprise themselves. Perhaps they are the heroes the galaxy has needed all along.
The Princess. Chapter 1. Leia wasn't the girl they thought she was. That girl might have seen this plan through successfully. The crew of the Tantive IV thought Senator Leia Organa would be able to get them untangled from the net she'd flown them straight into. But her plan had gone wrong. So, so wrong. There wasn't any way out, any way to save them. She had let them down, and now there was only one hope for completing her mission. Leia had never been inside the access corridors on the ship. They were meant for droids and technicians to get around without being trampled underfoot by the crew. Her heart thundered in time with her boots as she ran, and she was sure she'd never find the labor pool. The dull metal corridors and paths were lit by only a few crimson lights, and parts of it were so tight she barely managed to squeeze through without ripping her dress. Blast it. Of every color under every sun, why had she chosen to wear white? She stood out in the darkness like a reactor core. An easy target. Was it really that much colder in there? Or was her mind playing tricks again? A deafening blast roared through the silence, rattling the ship down to its metal bones. Leia gasped as she was thrown against a wall of circuits and pipes. The screams of blaster rifles and heavy marching steps thundered in her ears, muffling the screams and shouts of the men and women trying to hold off the invasion. They'd been boarded. And it sounded like the fight was raging right over her head. Leia ran harder, until her lungs burned. This is my fault, she thought, tears stinging her eyes. I told Father this was my mission. I just wanted him to be proud of me. She had only wanted to help the rebellion. Why did the crew have to lose their lives to save others? Her father hadn't wanted her to accept the mission. She had seen it on his face as he told her,
I don't doubt your capabilities, not even for a moment. Taking on all these responsibilities, they've shaped you into a glittering star. You are remarkable. But this is too dangerous, Leia.
Leia had fought to control her temper. A star. In other words, something beautiful. Something to be admired from a distance. The simpering princess her aunts had tried to force her to become her whole life. Someone who would ignore the calls of a rebellion desperate for help in stealing information. She loved them with her whole heart, even when she felt like flipping the table over during her aunt's ruthless etiquette lessons and running away to join a galactic circus just so she wouldn't have to hear another lesson about the differences between a soup spoon and a dessert spoon. One day, yes, she would be Queen of Alderaan, like her mother before her. But that day was far off, and there was more to being a fair ruler than learning the correct way to wave to her people. Her aunts had fought both Leia and her father on her joining the Galactic Senate. They would rather have seen her in her chambers twirling her hair and daydreaming about which sniveling prince to marry than in a Senate box trying to bring about real change and reform. The press was even worse, claiming she was a princess playing dress-up and not a real diplomat and politician. They saw the image her aunts had crafted for her, not the person her father had trained her to become. No matter how many times she traveled the length of the galaxy to bring attention and aid to the suffering, still the media refused to look past her label of princess. One time, she'd been holding an orphaned baby Wookiee, walking through a village the Imperial forces had burned to embers and ash, and the first question she'd taken from the reporters from the Central Systems was, "Who designed the outfit you're wearing?" Not, "Why are we here?" Not, "What can the galaxy do to help?" The only thing Leia had successfully managed to do in her time in the Senate was irritate the Emperor like a sunburn that refused to fade. She'd gone into the chamber ready to fight anyone who stood in her way, and what she'd seen there had surprised her more than knocking heads with an opponent would have. No one seemed to care. Or at least, no one wanted to test the Emperor's patience. She didn't understand how anyone could sit still in the Senate, knowing about the crimes being committed in the Outer Rim. Imperial interrogation camps. The execution of supposed traitors in cold blood. Whole cities destroyed in what Darth Vader called purifications. Apparently, planets needed to be purified of any ideas resembling democracy. Or hope. It made her sick. She could still smell the charred remains of buildings and lives. See the newly orphaned children lined up to be... what? Sold as labor to the highest bidder? Sent to the spice mines of Kessel? Every time Leia had tried to demand answers in the Senate chamber, she'd been reprimanded, silenced. She wanted to shout, shake them, force her colleagues to see what she saw. But they refused. Some told her to go back home, to enjoy palace life. Leia realized it didn't matter what she said, or how loudly she shouted. No one was listening. So when Leia first learned of the rebellion, she had all but jumped at the chance to be part of it. To be recognized for what she could do, not who she was. To actually help the galaxy. This was her chance to prove herself, and she thought her father would understand that, if nothing else. Stealing top-secret plans from the Empire was a risk, but being dismissed as a twinkling ball of gas had only made her more determined. The mission should have been simple. All they needed to do was intercept a transmission about a new battle station the Empire was rumored to be building. But the system had been swarming with Imperials. They'd caught on to Leia's bogus tale about her ships breaking down, but the cover had helped her stall long enough to download the technical plans for something codenamed Death Star. Despite the Rebels' efforts to lose the Imperials in the jump to hyperspace, the hulking Star Destroyer had caught up to them. And Leia knew, the moment the ship identified itself as the Devastator, there would be no escape. It was Darth Vader's ship. She ran harder, ducking through shadows and bursts of warm steam. Her hand tightened around the data card as she made a sharp turn. Then, something silver caught her eye. A droid! An astromech droid, even! Thank the stars, her plan actually had a chance of working! The droid looked like an R2 unit. Its squat, cylindrical body was topped with a dome-shaped head and panels of rich blue. A single indicator glowed red, then blue, as the droid rolled by. Droid! Leia called, tucking herself into a dark alcove. Droid, come here! The head swiveled toward her, letting out a friendly, questioning chirp. The droid rolled toward her on three legs, and Leia knelt down so she was level with it.
As much as she hated to admit it, and she hated it a lot.
Leia was grateful her aunts had spent years drilling her on public speaking, so that, as princess and someday queen, she could give speeches without embarrassing herself. She had to get the message right on the first try. There simply wasn't time to redo it. Leia closed her eyes a moment, steadying herself with deep breaths the way her aunts had shown her. When she spoke, she was proud of how clear and careful the words were. R2 unit, I need to record the following holographic message. Do you have that programming, R2? The droid beeped in reply. Good enough. Leia stood upright and stepped back. Message begins now. She cleared her throat, taking the regal tone her aunts loved, the one she'd sharpened like a knife in the Senate. General Kenobi, years ago you served my father in the Clone Wars. Now he begs you to help him in his struggles against the Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Admitting she failed made the words taste bitter in her mouth. Though she and the crew of the Tantive IV had downloaded the information and made the jump to Tatooine, she wouldn't be able to complete the second part of the mission. Her father had requested that she seek out an old friend, one General Kenobi, because, in his own words, a war demanded warriors to fight. A legendary Jedi Knight, Kenobi had gone into secret exile on the remote desert planet to avoid the deadly purge that had wiped out his order. Leia pressed on. I have placed information vital to the survival of the rebellion into the memory system of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see this droid safely to Alderaan. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. Leia paused, wishing she felt more relieved than she did at having completed the message. But it was only the first step of one last desperate mission, and she hated placing such valuable intelligence in the hands of a droid that didn't even possess hands. End of message. Now, here comes the truly difficult part. R2, I need you to deliver that message, along with the information I'm about to upload, to a man named Obi-Wan Kenobi. He resides on the planet beneath us, away from civilization. You'll need to search for him, and him alone. The droid rocked side to side on its back two legs, beeping in acknowledgement.
R2? R2-D2, where are you?
Leia spun, looking for the source of the voice. She squinted, just barely making out the gold humanoid form of a protocol droid.
R2!
It was only then that Leia realized how quiet it had become. The firing and shouting had stopped, and some terrible part of her suspected it was because there was no one left from the Tantive IV to keep fighting. The crew's battle was over. Hers was only beginning. Leia's hands flew over the droid, inserting the data card. Now, you'll need a way off this ship. There should be at least one escape pod left for you to use. Do you follow? The R2 unit whistled another affirmative. Leia placed her hand on its smooth, round head and closed her eyes. Please let this work. Good luck. Safe travels. The image of the planet below them floated to the front of her mind. Tatooine's endless sand dunes gave it a beautiful warm glow, like an eternal sunrise. She could see it now as the droid rolled away, how he would struggle to navigate with the sand in his gears. But he could do it. She squeezed her hands into fists at her sides, pushing down the fear. Leia had faith.
R2-D2, at last!
The protocol droid cried.
I've been looking all over for you.
Leia drew her hood up over her head, carefully sliding her blaster out of its hidden holster. There was a way out for her. There had to be. Leia, like her father, refused to accept impossible odds. She just needed time to think. A safe place to hide. As the sounds and voices of the droids disappeared, new ones echoed over to her. Precise, sharp steps. The clicking of armor. Low voices. Stormtroopers. Leia pressed back farther into the shadows, squeezing her gun to keep her hand from shaking. She was all the droid had now. There was still time to create enough of a distraction for it to reach an escape pod and blast down to the planet's surface. But stars, she couldn't get her heart to slow down. Her breathing sounded loud to her own ears. It wouldn't be her first time in a firefight. It wouldn't even be her first firefight that month. But there was so much at stake. She couldn't let all the lives lost that day be for nothing. She was afraid that the mission would be a failure, that the Devastator would blast the droid's escape pod into a trillion pieces, that she'd never return to Alderaan, that the rebellion would be demolished, that she'd never see her father or mother again. But fear was a useless emotion. She needed to fight, and the only way she knew how to burn through her fear was to summon her anger. All she had to do was think of the Emperor's sickly eyes, his cackling laugh that crept all over her skin like freezing fingers. Leia had met the evil old toad for the first time just after she'd been elected as Alderaan's senator. Her father was to present her to the Emperor on Coruscant with all the newly elected officials. While her aunts had spent the days leading up to the trip debating her hairstyle and which dress she should wear, Leia had spent that time listing out her grievances, the things she'd be fighting to change. She wanted to tell the Emperor to his face. She was the youngest senator ever elected to the Imperial Senate, and she was going to make an impression, fire off a warning shot at the start of what was going to be a long war for the good of the galaxy. It didn't matter to her if she made some enemies in the process. But as she had walked up to the Black Throne, the old man had lifted his head, revealing the deathly pale, wrinkled skin of his face. His eyes had seemed to glow, piercing right through her. The words lodged in her throat, and a cold sweat broke out on her neck. Leia barely heard her father say her name, barely felt the hand he placed on her back to guide her forward. Her aunts had drilled manners and protocol into her so deeply, she caught herself automatically dropping into a curtsy. A curtsy! Before she could stop herself.
It will be nice.
The Emperor croaked, a smirk twisting his bloodless lips.
To have such a pretty face in the Senate.
And that had been it. He had spoken to her like she was as much a piece of decoration as the chamber's statues. Leia hadn't been able to summon a single word to protest it. Just thinking about it made bile rise in her throat. There. That was better. A steady, warm flush of anger flooded her system.
Her focus sharpened, homing in on the stormtroopers stepping into the corridor through a nearby hatch.
Search every passageway and compartment,
the leader ordered.
You two, check behind those power conduits.
Of all the rotten luck, the pipe behind her released a hiss of steam and rattled loudly, making one of the stormtroopers turn back around.
Wait, I thought I saw something.
Blasted white dress, Leia thought, aiming her gun.
There she is. Set your weapons to stun.
Leia wasn't about to set her blaster to stun. She fired, hitting the stormtrooper out in front. He let out a sharp cry as he crashed to the ground.
Watch it, she's armed! Fire!
The firing would draw even more attention. She'd have to run, find better cover to hold them off just a little longer. But the moment Leia turned her back, it felt like she'd been tackled from behind by a Star Destroyer. The hit from the stun bolt took all the feeling from her legs, sending her slamming forward against the rough grating under her feet. A thousand sparks of light burst in Leia's eyes, momentarily blinding her. Move, she ordered herself, even as helplessness rolled through her. You're not done yet.
She'll be all right,
she heard the first stormtrooper say.
Inform Lord Vader we have a prisoner.